And now I'd like to welcome a woman who comes often to our open mics and reads her wonderful poetry. And she'll be featuring here, I believe, in March. Please welcome Suzanne Owens.
Whoops. Thanks, everybody. Great features. That was dynamite and fire at the end there. Where are they? Did they leave? I had trouble trying to decide what to read tonight, but I decided to read about my very first best friend. We met when we were about four. We went through school together. And I just saw her this summer with her second husband that I really didn't know that well. And we had a marvelous time in Boston. And this is called Cry of Loon, Light of Words. I know her as well as the first sunburn before a midsummer tan. Like skipping Sunday school, running down the road in the middle of a hurricane, or naked boys by a pond who chased us down the railway tracks until we hid lost in some fields. But now, in a log cabin that teeters on a cliff like evening, words come out at first as superficial wrinkles appear some morning, not there the night before. Her first summer in 16 without him. She is still fused to him like a bone. I say, break it. Set it on fire with your own marrow. But her spirit seems sawed off at the stump, like a log lies with stubble in the forest nearby, cleared by loggers. Words end, finally, when there are no more left to say. They float in the room with our cigarette smoke, searching for a place to settle, trying to decipher their own meanings, as black as the Muskoka Lake below us. Finally, we decide to go canoeing. By the shore, two sharp-tailed rocks buck up out of the water, divided enough for a canoe to pass through. We paddle towards them, dipping in and out, and the only sound, lake, dribbling off corners of paddles, skidding water like whistles. We open a new season by skimming our canoe without scratch between the two rocks, then glide from the lake's finger into its open palm. Delicate as a Japanese landscape, lights in small dwellings above cliffs gently flicker, resting amongst the pines like a long-ago Christmas. The new moon rocks on a few clouds, as we do on the lake, only the cliffs seem higher, the water softer. The boat curls down, lowering its head, weighted with her darkness. She is so much part of my memory, myself, known as long as freckles have appeared on my face every spring, deep as the valley we roamed, sturdy as the trunks of felled trees we crossed barefoot, balancing over the river. What can you say to a friend as the impermeable night hardens in coves, compacts around rocks, and thickens trees, consolidates. I don't know how to talk to grief, what to do with it, except be in the middle of water, listen to the loon in twilight, calling like a lighthouse across the night, with my hands crying on the cold paddle. Thank you.
Suzanne Owens, thank you. Before we bring up our next performer, I want to mention two open mics. One next Monday at the